I'd been married about 6 or 7 months, and I was struggling with myself a little bit. So I was writing poetry and trying to express myself. And I remember writing a poem and thinking, oh, that maybe worked to music. That sounds like it might be a song. So I wrote Mood Indigo. The songs basically that were on the first EP, I wrote those. And I still don't understand how it happened, but the tape of those songs got into the hands of this guy in Leeds. He had a record shop. And then it's all just kind of snowballed. And I feel lucky and humbled by the fact that we've been able to make the records we have, because I just keep sitting here thinking, how does a guy with almost no talent and no musicianship get to make 6 records?
Yeah.
It's a bit odd.
Okay, well, we'll go again, yeah?
There's never much to say between the moments of our dreams. And what we'll do, and you're afraid of everything that could set you free. But you will always be stops my sky from falling in. You'll always be the one that stops my sky from falling.
Never much to say, c'est Dakota Sweet dans Podenstock numéro 53, ce 1er avril 2007. Aujourd'hui, l'émission sera entièrement consacrée à ce groupe anglais de Leeds, formé par le mélancolique Chris Housson, que vous avez entendu parler au début de l'émission. Groupe formé donc par Chris Housson et accompagné de David Buxton, le batteur John Shepard et Colin Dunkley au piano et au violon. Alors, à l'occasion du dernier album de Dakota Sweet sorti cette année, Waiting for the Dawn to Crawl Through and Take Away Your Life, on va consacrer ce Podenstock entièrement à Dakota Sweet. La sortie de ce disque est accompagnée par un magnifique DVD qui comprend le film Winter Song, réalisé par des étudiants de Zurich et qui est déjà primé à plusieurs festivals de cinéma. Alors l'univers de Chris Hewson est décrit dans ce film, notamment sa passion pour le foot, son besoin de se délivrer de ses souffrances en écrivant des chansons alors qu'il n'est même pas musicien. Ses enregistrements, sa manière d'enregistrer ses chansons dans une chapelle à Leeds. La plus grande importance de son travail dans le domaine social, en effet, ses chansons comptent peu pour lui, son travail est reste le plus important. L'importance également des photos prises par sa femme qui contribue à l'univers en noir et blanc de Dakota Suit, et également sa difficulté à jouer live. Alors la musique de Dakota Suit, comme vous allez l'entendre, est une musique influencée par le jazz et la musique de chambre. Les albums alternent instrumentaux et morceaux chantés. Et donc l'émission sera entièrement composée de morceaux tirés des différents albums de Dakota Suit et d'extraits d'interviews qu'on a tirés du film Winter Song. Alors on vous laisse en compagnie de Chris Hewson et Dakota Suit.
So normally when I've written a song of any sort, or I've got a chord progression that I like, I normally go to David's house and we talk about the chord progressions and see what might work, and we'll talk about arrangements, and I'll tell him the sorts of things that I'm feeling and seeing and the kind of mood I want to set, and then we kind of make some notes and start doing some general ideas about the song, and then at some point we record it step by step. You see that you've been blind.
You realise that it costs all this money going to the studio, and
the majority of time we're sitting around drinking tea.
Well, that's the thing. The way we do it now is a lot better. It might, I mean, if we record the drums in a room or somebody's house, it's not perfect with all the microphones in the soundproof drum room. I'm sure it's not recorded brilliantly and there's all sorts of noises in it, but it actually matters what you're playing.
The work I do with Dakota Suite varies greatly from the other kind of things that I do. I mean, I've been doing this a long time now, playing in, you know, countless bands. But Dakota Suite's music is quite unique to anything else that I've ever done or, you know, at all, really. It's just, it takes a certain, I think, kind of sensitivity as a drummer to play the songs, you know, the way Chris wants them, the way he hears them, you know. I just think that I kind of hear them the same way as him, hopefully.
Thank you.
For me, Joe's like the fifth member of the band with the way the things look and the feel of the record. So Johanna has to go out and take something because she knows what I'm feeling at that time. She always takes something that just sums up where we are, like the river only brings poison. That picture of the ice floating on the water was really important because it was, things seem to be calm on the surface, but underneath there's torrents and undercurrents and it's destructive.
Thank you.
Dakota Suite is like my diary. Every little record just sums up a period of time in my life, and so the artwork and the words and even the titles, everything has to be right, and because it has to conjure up the feeling of the time and what I was going through. So for me, I don't see it as like a band or a music project. I see it almost like an installation.
Like this, to see you hold my hand, stairway like this. It's more than I can bear.
Playing live for me is not a pleasant experience in any way. We've kind of stopped doing it now because I just can't stand it anymore. I'm just repulsed by the whole experience because I just think I'm this clown up here reliving this deeply painful experience. Nobody cares about that. Nobody knows about that. And I'm up here killing myself and feeling really miserable. So that when I'm playing them, it's like, oh, I remember this time. This was bad. And that's why I end up shouting and screaming quite a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think that I'll make many more records because I don't want to have to continually revisit the same memory. If I've written a song about something, I'm not going to write another one. That's it, that's done. So I feel like I'm now coming to a position where I think I've written about that and now that time is gone. So I think this next record, if we ever do make one, if I can stomach to put one out, I think it might be the last one that I write, certainly vocal stuff, because I feel like I'll have closed that chapter.
Voilà, Pod en stock, c'est quasiment fini pour aujourd'hui. Vous retrouverez dans 2 semaines Julien qui vous parlera de l'album d'Elvis Perkins. Alors, quelques mots encore sur le film Winter Song et sur le disque Waiting for the Dawn to Crawl Through and Take Away Your Life. Comme vous avez pu l'entendre quelques minutes auparavant, Chris Hewson annonce ce disque comme étant le dernier de Dakota Sweet avec des parties chantées. Et sur le site du groupe, ils annoncent un prochain disque instrumental piano-violoncelle enregistré en compagnie de David Darling du label ECM. Un label qui pour Chris Hewson est un modèle tant pour son esthétique musicale que visuelle. Alors, il faut attendre le prochain album instrumental de Dakota Sweet pour dans quelques temps. On va se quitter quand même avec une dernière chanson du groupe, c'est Winter Song. Allez, ciao!
Not at all, not at all.